Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare le bahe, azunke, azunke pare le bahe, pare le bahe, mais l'argent cassé washo, azunke, pare le bahe, vodou le bahe,
azunke pare le bahe,
azunke,
azunke pare le bahe.
find all blessing, peace, and love, unity and unity, evolution and revolution. You're now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obe Bokua, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, metaphysically, cosmic, universally, from the working temple of House of the Divine Prince, Tyre Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick and the knowledge, wisdom of healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And do join me here each and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, but also on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Central and 1 hour of Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, and every day for Divine Affirmation and Manifestation during the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you do indeed have a question or comment, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as Spirit directs. And do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups via my website. I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the King's Chamber and Queen's Chamber. And know that I am in the process of upgrading and adding new voices to those chambers. So please do stop by and visit regularly and make us a part of your daily internet experience. Papa Say, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, can also be found in the King's Chamber of my website. The Truth Terrorist, Queen E. Fama, can be found also here on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m., but she is also featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And, of course, fellow priestess, Gogo Nan Alana Omare, authentic Sangoma High Priestess, can also be found here on Blog Talk Radio, and she is featured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in my Queen's Chamber of the website. Again, my website where I can be reached, utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle. I specialize in doing battle. Difficult and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, be reminded that I have several other virtual temple groups within my House of Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of virtual temple groups of various Pan-African, world, spiritualist, religious, magical practitioner, and one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. Please do pay attention to those comments and those ratings. Read them, watch them, do your homework before you choose a spiritualist or psychic anywhere on the internet. But feel free to investigate before and contemplate before you move forward at any given time. And those direct links can be found in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. We will be forward with the meditation and our powerful subject matter for this evening. I'm in battle mode tonight, battle mode. It's time for our men to man up. Stop your belly aching and your complaining. And, of course, I'm going to address this from a spiritualist, hoodoo obeya perspective. So please do stay with me. Pull up a chair. Find your place in the meeting. And I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Joseph.
Thank you.
Divine peace and blessings. I would like to thank each and every one of you humbly and individually for being present here with me on today on Block Talk Radio. Kalahat, Queen B1, the esoteric analyst, Warm Summer Wind, and all of our special guests, I do most certainly appreciate and honor your being present here with me tonight on Block Talk Radio. Our listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or comment, remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern momentarily. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, 2010. We are operating within a Scorpio lunation with the moon now in its gibbous phase in Aries and the sun in Scorpio. Of course, we want to be reminded that the gibbous phase always emphasizes analyzation, preparation, faith, and trust. It is a time in the cycle process to look at our actions taken during the first quarter. And during this phase, we are gathering information, gathering energy, gathering understanding for our next decisive move. Give up making judgments too quickly at this time. It will only lead to unnecessary worry. Your knowledge is still yet incomplete. Laugh. Enjoy, relax, contemplate, analyze, and look within. We are also, as I've been speaking on quite a bit, in the process of coming out of this Venus as well as Jupiter retrograde, rushing into any agreements and signing any documents right now, particularly today, is rather foolish, since we know that two or more helpful planets, Jupiter and Venus, are poised to switch alliance from reverse or retrograde motion to go direct, as we refer to it in astrology, or in a more forward motion. However, that doesn't mean that tomorrow everyone should, you know, again, jump out there quickly into the thick of things. As we talked about with our full moon cycle, there's always that period, that lag time before and after any celestial body change. So, again, slow down, think, contemplate, allow things to marinate, breathe, count to 10, allow for that time to go within. In November, again, we saw two planets, Venus and Neptune, changing their heavenly course. And both of these planets have been in retrograde, meaning from our perspective, they appear to be moving backwards through the sky. But Neptune went direct on the 7th of November, and Venus will be going direct in the early wee hours of the morning. We will see Venus returning to Libra, a place of balance and one of her two primal celestial homes. So again, this is not a time to make quick judgment, quick action, but to meditate, to draw on our spirit guides, on our inner resources, on our ancestors as we approach the holiday season and the remaining portion of 2010. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We loose divine light and love consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding into our earth plane existence for divine manifestation and revelation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Egungus and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration and good of the community here and now in this divine moment in time space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, civilization, so-called civilization, and ourselves as we now know it. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner walk, our inner works and pronunciations, and that they project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all back towards the perfect balance of our divine Godhood, Goddesshood, our divine consciousness. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, who ever stood with us, in divine light and love, positivity and unity, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves. Hear now the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into the light, God body and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So in the grand scheme of life, of spiritual pursuit, remember who you are. You are powerful, loving, and loved, a created, creative creator child of God and God consciousness. You are divine love manifest. All else, chaos and confusion, fear and illusion. You are made in the image and likeness of your divine creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, your magnificence, your wisdom, your divine inheritance. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change your life so that it is in alignment with the divine vibration, you encourage others to change their lives and to fall into alignment will be powerful, be divine, magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back to us the divine light and spark of your most true and authentic self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law, physicality. And just for a moment, remember with me your pure light body and consciousness. You do have creative allowance to create and recreate the clarity, the light, the peace, and understanding you need, seek, and desire. I, the Divine Prince, create and recreate my divine destiny. And I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. Joy and pain, sorrow or happiness, anger or empowerment. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place, emotion, what people say or think of me or about me. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I so desire. I simply allow them to flow to me. Allow the creators to bring them to me, and I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge, in the knowing that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences, and as the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. And when problems arise, and they will arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved, answers provided, divine revelation and manifestation. And I have all the time that I need, for I have all the time in the world. I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal. My creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, between my ego, my inner conversation and reverberation, when I'm still, when I'm humble, when I'm quiet, when I'm listening, they speak to me, they come to me, they administer and empower me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer. I rise effortlessly above all challenges, to a place of serenity and tranquility, knowing my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal clear, refined and focused. And every day in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious because I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place. Like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast unified wholeness. I am in divine balance and completion. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find
divine, all blessing, peace and love, unity and community. Again, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being present here live in the chat room, as well as those of you who are listening remotely now via any of the various Block Talk Radio players. Divine peace and love to each and every one of you, unity and community. We have about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show. Our listen-in and call-in number during live airing broadcast is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. I want to continue tonight with a topic that I began a few days ago, when being black is not enough, separating the wheat from the tare. Despite the overtones of the title, if you are open to understanding, you will find a message specifically for you in what I'm about to speak about and share. I'm in battle mode tonight. I want to speak specifically to men, black men, but universally, again, what I'm about to share, and my opinions are universal on many levels, and we all play a part, we all play a role in what manifests within us and around us. Some of my regular listening audience know that I have been truly under attack here lately. They've come into the show, they've visited other people's shows, and have tried to express their negative viewpoint and vibration. And indeed, this is a natural part of the equation. Have no doubts. I am not losing sleep. I am full of joy, absolute positivity, where I am at a place of awareness where I fully understand I can see beyond the veil. And often, not often, almost always, when we are operating purely in spirit, we can better see, we can better plan, we can better anticipate. And like weather, challenges will come, but it is in our preparation, it is in our attitude. Attitudes. My. I posted a video by the Barcaves called Attitude on my Facebook page in the last couple of days. Profound, you know, song with such powerful lyrics. I think this was recorded in the early 70s. But, you know, one of those songs that you completely forget. And many people were never even exposed to this song, I think. So if you get a chance, just go and check it out. It's called Attitude. One of the lyrics is, it's who you want to be, but it may not be what the people see. It may not be visible. It may not be your demonstration and your ultimate manifestation. But simply, it's your attitude. My brothers, even if we allow some grace and accept your message, it's in your attitude, your demonstration. Why would I want anything of what you have as it shows through your demonstration? The anger, the fear, the disillusionment. And I'm being, you know, true to my own authenticity. You know, I don't cuss, okay? And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Queenie Fama, you know what I'm talking about. I don't judge you or anybody else who does. I don't cuss. So you do know one person who does not cuss. I believe that cussing is an extension of a lack of vocabulary, a lack of understanding and being able to creatively express your experience. And these men are angry, 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 enraged, livid, insane, I might even say. You're in fear of the white man. You're in fear of the woman. You're in fear of the homosexual. You're in fear of everything around you but your own black self. As we continue to see this crime in our communities, this madness on our streets, and then now with the presence of the internet, we all now, and I see it as a blessing, we all have the opportunity to share what we truly think, what we truly feel, what we truly believe, but be reminded, all of that which you believe shows up in your demonstration. Separating the wheat from the tare. I use a talk show analogy today during Power Lunch, and I made mention of all the exploitative talk shows that we all know have been on the air, had some success, have disappeared. The most enduring have been, of course, Oprah and Jerry Springer. Another analogy can be fast food. Fast food tastes good. We all like fast food. It does not mean that it is helpful, healthy, nutritious, edifying. You know, it does not mean that it will not ultimately kill us. So in our anger, in our joy, in our negativity, in our positivity, we ultimately are manifesting that which we truly, truly believe at any given point. I was listening around the Blog Talk Radio community and came across a just profoundly ignorant brother. And I've noticed now, since I went back and checked, he's removed that complete archive show that he did. So I won't even justify it by calling him out. But man, my brother, you know, you have all these complaints about women, about men, about homosexuals, about society, about everything but your own pork chop eating self. You wouldn't dare even talk about slapping one of my sisters, none of the women in my life. Your fear is not of a masculated woman. Your fear is of your own demasculated self. True warriors, true revolutionaries, put themselves in a position to not only edify themselves and those around them, but to be effective. Sure, there are 7 fast food joints on every corner. It doesn't make the food effective. Doesn't make the food helpful, doesn't make it nurturing. We all watch Jerry Springer every now and then, some of us. It doesn't make it quality programming. Sure, you can draw a crowd. You know, a good street fight will draw a crowd. But in the long run, what's enduring is your manifestation and your demonstration. It was once said, it is better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And indeed, no true revolutionary, and let's define revolutionary, because in my understanding, a revolutionary does things that are new, that are effective, that may not have necessarily been thought before, but now that he has discovered its effectiveness, can package that and push that and promote that and help others with that. The complaining, the whining, it was the most gay show I've ever heard, if we want to even use that term. I have six brothers, and it's believed I may have more, but the brothers that I'm aware of don't display that kind of fear, that type of control, that type of domination over their women. No real man ever does. Brother, have you ever picked up a book? There are countless matriarchal societies in Africa, in past Africa, that are well documented. So many of the things that you said suggest to me that you've never even picked up a book. So we must, again, learn to separate the wheat from the tare. This is a reference to an ancient practice of tossing wheat and grain from straw mats into the air in order to separate the meat, the nut of the grain from the husk, the trash, in other words, the part that we don't need, don't use, will not be beneficial. So in our shopping and our listening, enjoying of these programs, these blogs, these commentaries, we must be able to separate truth from the fiction, the wheat from the tare, the fear and illusion from what is most result-oriented, most lasting, most real. I specialize in results. All else is BS. All else is talk. And in the long run, after people have enjoyed their fast food meal, their Jerry Springer-like display, when we resettle back into real life, ultimately we want answers that work, answers that move us beyond the block. Whatever the situation is, whatever the challenge is, I hear more complaining than I do solution. And I think that is because for many of you, the solution is not your focus. And there's something about human nature that we can only see what's immediately in front of us at any given moment when we're not consciously operating in spirit. The Bible says, how else would you know a man but by his spirit? Often you've heard me complain about women calling, needing spiritual advice, spiritual intervention, and the overemphasis on love and relationship. how we get stuck there and we don't see anything else outside of that man or that lack of a quote-unquote man or relationship. Well, today, it's about men and their constant victimization. We live in a so-called male-dominated society. So I am very sensitive to men who don't operate up to what I consider true masculinity, true strength. And I'm very careful about those words because we've been so indoctrinated. You know, men are more strong than women. Men can do this, you know, all the stuff that I'm not going to reiterate and reverberate because it's just not true. It's just not true. There was never a time, ever, in indigenous world cultures, not just Africa, but in world cultures where woman was feminine, weak, passive. This is a creation of modern Western society. And for those of you who are paying any attention, it takes a lot of strength to bring life onto the planet. It takes a lot of strength to raise children, particularly without the assistance of a strong male. I've heard in the last few days that there weren't women-headed households in Africa. Excuse me. It cracks me up, the level of ignorance and the numbers of people willing to listen to it. Again, think of Jerry Springer. The reality is the households were female-headed, my brother. Men often lived in a group setting with other men in their community. The women headed the households, their households and their children. So we must learn to separate the wheat from the tare. Many are disgruntled and dissatisfied and well understood by religion, by politics, by government, by organizations, because of just what I'm talking about, this false sense of machismo and vibrato and strength, which, you know, we've accepted worldwide for some time, but we are beginning to now move away from. Will there be imbalance? Absolutely. Will there be trying times ahead? Of course. Of course. But ultimately, we must go within, find our true self, our true center, be responsible for our own authenticity. That is where the revolution begins. That is where community building begins. That is where true grassroots empowerment begins. It's at the core, it's at the center. It's with each and every one of us. And our responsibility to change, to transformation, to growth, to moving forward. The words you speak or think create your life. What you are saying and thinking that may be detrimental in your life and in the lives of those around you has power and will eat away at you like cancer. May you always think positive thoughts, self-affirming thoughts, empowering thoughts. We must analyze, we must criticize, we must make judgments, but they must be done in relation to our ultimate goal. It's just an illusion. It's just a veil. It's temporary. It's not meant to be a permanent stopping point along your journey. But the motivation, the fire for which you get up every day and do what you do and move forward. If I have a belief that I can do it, I surely can acquire the capacity to do it, even if I had not had that belief before. That is a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Affirmations empower us, remind us, program and reprogram us. And for those of you who understand, it's just not in the repetition, it's just not in the mantra of the affirmation, but in the continued evolution and manifestation of that vibration within our demonstration. Some of you are sad and emotional and depressed and angry because of what you are eating, one of the things the brother complained about was vegetarians. He said the vegetarians were making men effeminate. They need to go out and eat a pig. And he looks like a pig. You truly begin to take on what you feed yourself, both physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, who we hang out with. We take on those characteristics, those energies, and it becomes so apparent. People often ask, how do I know who's on the phone quite often when they call? And how do I know what they're calling about? And again, the Bible says, how else would you know a man but by his spirit? Your spirit precedes you. Your energy is often present. It's always present before the divine manifestation, before the actual physical realization. So often, just in that breath, just in that still moment, I'm open to spirit, and we give off an energy, a radiation at the energetic level, at the spiritual level, at the empathic level, which makes humans capable of empathy and sympathy and being able to understand other people's feelings. But we do so by mirroring back our own experience, our own feelings. In the first show, When Being Black Is Not Enough, I talked about and posted two links that specifically talked about and related to African-American and anger and resentment based on racial oppression and also depression and other psychological and emotional manifestations of that same anger and rage and experience here in the culture. And we got off onto something else. We sort of digressed and we didn't talk about it in any great detail. So I'm going to kind of backtrack just a little bit with that tonight. For those of you who are present in the live chat, I'm going to put the link in the chat if you haven't already looked at it. Many of you are connected to me on Facebook, so you've already looked at it. You already kind of know what I'm talking about. Some of you listening to me now, excuse me, I actually sent it to you in your Block Talk Radio mailbox on yesterday, maybe even the day before yesterday, so go back and double-check that. But the article, it's a lengthy one, but I particularly lit on anger and rage, attempts at repression and control, and also depression and other psychological problems. But the full length of the article talks about energy loss from discrimination, physical consequences of discrimination, family and community costs, research methods for this study, and integration in a hostile racial climate. And again, for those of you with a broad enough understanding, this has profound spiritual meaning and application across the board. It says that we are affected by our experience. We are affected by the energy that each and every one of us project upon our world and each other each and every day of our lives, irregardless of color and ethnicity. But we cannot be in denial of the root, whether it be from this racial perspective, from other aspects of our lives. We must confront the blocks in order to move beyond them, in order to overcome them. This one particular document talks about, in the last decade, much argument has been directed at what has been termed black paranoia about racism. For example, Dinesh D'Souza argued that middle-class African-Americans move too quickly to see racism and that black rage is a dysfunctional aspect of black culture, a feature mainly of middle-class African-American life, and that this rage represents the frustration of pursuing unearned privileges of affirmative action. And, of course, just that understanding is just laced with racism, ignorance, and a true lack of understanding. So, again, this is present on both sides of the argument, every side of the argument. Ultimately, we must rise above the conflicts themselves and truly analyze the situation from as high a vibration as we can demonstrate in order to begin to move beyond whatever illnesses and bondage still exist in our culture. Class bondage, materialism bondage, of course, cultural and ethnic bondage, but so many other sexual identity-based ills that exist in our culture. We must begin to look at them ultimately from spirit and their ability to infect us and poison us with unhelpful, unwanted, unnecessary energy. I think often, too, it is overlooked as it is, I believe, with this article, the class and economic issues that affect our experience. As we grow, as we learn, as we evolve, we become broad in our understanding. We begin to empathize and sympathize and see things from a different perspective. So we cannot demonize learning. We cannot demonize education, which unfortunately within our community is often the case. We say we need better education, we need better resources, we need better support. But the minute we demonstrate a vocabulary, we are accused of selling out. The minute we read a book and develop an understanding, it invariably alters your ability in communication, in expression. So we cannot demonize the system in totality while still using it as a measure for success, for advancement, or otherwise. To hold on to fear and ignorance because it is comfortable, because it is known to you, it's really just an extension of what you truly believe. And naturally, after centuries of oppression and repression, women have developed a certain thinking about themselves. Excuse me. Black people have developed a certain thinking about themselves. Gay people have developed a certain thinking about themselves. And in many ways, these manifest in imbalance, in negative, but also in positive when we step up, confront, and address the real issue, the real fear. And when I hear these armchair revolutionaries, all I really am hearing is your fear, is your insecurity, is your being stuck in one paradigm, in one dimension. When we truly live and experience multi-dimensional realities here, things are not always one way, one-sided, one-dimensional. And in this feeding of victimization, many of that community have developed a language for always scapegoating the truth, for always looking for some other blockage. You know, when you remove one thing, well, it's because I'm a male, it's because I'm black, it's because I don't have money, it's because I don't. We don't focus on what we have. And again, when one does focus on what they have and utilize that specific thing and achieve some advancement, some level of success, then we find a new scapegoat, a new reason to further accept being a victim. And again, for men, wow, nothing could be more feeble. Nothing could reinforce your weakness than that, my brother. Step up. Stop complaining. Stop your belly aching. Do the work necessary to move forward. Your problem is not, excuse me, the strength of your woman. The lack of strength within yourself is truly the problem. I'm going to take just a quick break, and I will return momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Gotta be him.
Peace and blessings. That was Resistance is Futile by my older brother, Larry Harris, in Chicago. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Yes, indeed, Kalahat, it crosses all communities. I am just as sick of these armchair revolutionaries as I am the Tea Party, the Republicans, the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews. You are all just flip sides of the same coin. And I am not willing to trade one slave master for another, one oppressor for another. whether it be a black hand or a white hand, I, for one, will not be oppressed and repressed. So I live in constant affirmation, reverberation, and reiteration of that which is for my most highest good and manifestation. They are used to assist me in reaching my highest potential and vibration. Not only for ourselves, but for those around us and the planet itself. If you are happier in your life, you spread joy, thus infecting everyone else around you with joy. If they would only receive it. Excuse me. I think when people are healthy, happy, content with themselves and the lifestyle that they create for their families, and that's going well for you, then you find less hatred. You find less negative manifestation. And again, these armchair revolutionaries would judge you for success, for actually gaining in this climate, because they can't find a way to gain in this climate. So just by overcoming, just by succeeding, you automatically switch teams in their opinion. And again, I see the same thing in how the Republicans, how the Tea Party, Sarah Palin came standard, and how they operate and manifest. Their greatest fear is the next man, the next person, and what's not working in their lives. It's always attributed to someone else, whether it be the next race, the illegal, the next class, you know, the opposite political party. It's always this illusionary costuming that we use to bring separation and division. But when we really get down to the real, the spirit, the emotion, the true manifestation, ultimately we all want, should want, the same thing: to live in peace, harmony, have necessary food, clean water, be able to step outside your door and enjoy life and nature and creation as the divine creators intended. Affirmations are like any other discipline. They must be practiced in order to work. Those of you who think you are not presently practicing affirmations, we're going to substitute the word affirmations for inner dialogue. There's always an inner dialogue going on, and it reinforces our true belief system, what we think about ourselves, what we think about each other, what we think about life. It could be about your body, the size of your body, the lack of some part of your body. It could be your financial value, your cultural sense of value. We all replay an inner dialogue and affirmation So to consciously take control of that recording, that programming, excuse me, and to consciously insert that which is going to be most useful to you is a sign of a true revolutionary, a true spiritualist. It is a way of reminding, reprogramming, recentering our belief system, which ultimately manifests in every other aspect of our lives. However, they are not effective if for the rest of the day you spend it saying and thinking negative things about yourself and others. So be cautious what you are saying and thinking. It affects your entire life. So if you're going around saying, I never have enough money, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm the victim, I'm stupid, I can't because they won't let me, then that becomes your truth. So always be cautious of even your thoughts, for they create and recreate your ultimate manifestation. Faith is not just in God or Goddess, though that is critically important, but it is faith in yourself and what you believe about yourself and life that ultimately carries the most power. If you believe you are powerless under any God, then indeed you are powerless. If you believe you are powerful in the face of any challenge, then indeed you become powerful in the face of any challenge. And your life will be enhanced, and you can reach your highest potential. Many people often tell me that they are using affirmations and have a difficult time believing them and getting results. In the back of their mind, every time they say the affirmation, they hear a voice, that inner dialogue, rejecting the affirmation. For example, I love myself, but they hear baloney, BS. Well, think about your past relationship experiences, whatever the inner dialogue is. Who are you trying to kid? And so with this true negative voice, your belief is reaffirmed. I have found to get affirmations to work quicker, you must use the same affirmations frequently, and I mean frequently, out loud as much as possible, and insert your name. And it can help, too, to put your affirmations in third person, as if you were talking to the ultimate manifestation of who you are, resulting in less negative chatter. That part of your mind that gives out the negative chatter does not feel as tempted to respond when you use your name and speak in a third person, because it has a sense that someone is talking about you, not to you. And after a period of time, you feel comfortable using the affirmation in the third party, change it to second person, and again, the negative chatter is less apt to respond because it thinks someone is talking to you. And then lastly, when you feel comfortable with second person, then switch to first person. So you grow, you evolve from Ty loves himself. That's the third person. To Ty, you love yourself. That is the second person. And then I love myself. That is first person. And paying attention to the words, the meaning of the words internally can also affect the power of the affirmation. When I speak of removing all blocks within us and around us, even me. At first we are saying to include me. But then by the second, the third reiteration of even me, we want to change our inner vision to even me, as opposed to being out of balance, evening out that which is not in alignment. So just the simple idea of what's behind what we are saying. For instance, you notice when I say I am, I always capitalize I am. The way we separate God, I am, from ourselves. But ultimately, it's all right there. I am meaning the creators. I am meaning ourselves. But it's in how we view it, visualize it, contemplate it from within that gives it that extra kick, that extra power to the affirmation. Third person is announcing something to the universe. Second person is the universe announcing something to you. First person is you announcing it to you. Indeed, Kalahat, there is a spelling lesson within this message. And those of you who pay attention have already noticed. I play a lot of games with spelling, capitalization. Even in the middle of a sentence, I capitalize often the most basic, profound, positive truth within any situation. So you could read the sentence and its normal demonstration, but then go back and read just the words that I capitalized, and you get another message that is reinforced. So I use personal affirmations. I use affirmations that relate to abundance. I use affirmations that relate to love. I use affirmations that relate to health. I use affirmations that relate to other people and fostering that manifestation within them and for them. My first affirmation of the day, even before I open my eyes, sometimes even before I open my mouth, I am, because my creators are powerful, open, receptive to all that operates for my divine good here and now in this divine moment. I believe it captures the overall vibration and message that we want to have as we step out of the spirit realm and back into our physical earth plane lawed dimension. The power of these affirmations, what we say and re-say in our heads. Divine Spirit, bring me into union with you, with myself, and all of creation. For we are one body, one spirit, one person. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence and manifestation. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of my divine presence and manifestation. Let me clearly perceive divine light, divine love, your voice, your vibration, your guidance. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put on my life's path. I give up the need to fear. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do, and I surrender my will to a higher divine purpose. Let me feel your presence as much in change and transformation as in peace and tranquility. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges that develop the real me. Feed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have me always have to live them out. Let me learn by seeing, hearing, before I manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, my false voices, my illusions, misconceptions. Remove my blocks. Show me my shadow side and what I am here to learn. In becoming a balanced and conscious being, help me to develop honor, creativity, integrity, endurance. Brethren, operating in fear and anger is not endurance. It's not manly. Help me to develop commitment, compassion, harmony, and most of all, mercy. I call my divine spirit back into our present time, space, dimension. And I unplug my energy from people, places, things into whom and in which I have invested. I will no longer finance the past or past negative, unhealthy feelings, memories, and emotions. Help me to remember that all the people in my life, all the people in my life, are here according to a divine and perfect plan. They are helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. I bless, I forgive, I release those whom I perceive as having harmed me. For it's only just an illusion. I ask forgiveness and release of those I have harmed. in any way. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me and beside me. Divine guides along my way through every moment, every event, every emotion, every day. I now am wise. I am true, patient, kind. I am love. All things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me. I need only to steal my mind and listen to the real me. They are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength, unfailing, and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, and I know no fear. The divine truth is life, love, spirit, unity, and community. This is the divine truth. So co-create with me, co-create with me a divine, positive reality, and it shall be Ashe. I will be forward momentarily, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Papa loco muembra, papa loco muembra, venati bade moreti, bueno, bata la wama, si mi boca funu la bolle va e de nu.
Thank you.
find all blessing, peace and love, unity and community. I'm going to leave you with this message sent to me just now from Talahat. Did you know that the words race car spelled backwards still spell race car? And that eat is the only word that if you take the first letter and move it to the last spells its own past tense, ate. And if you rearrange the letters in Tea Party Republicans and add just a few more letters, it spells shut the fuck up, you freeloading, progress blocking, benefit grabbing, resource sucking, violent hypocrites, and deal with the fact that you nearly wrecked the country under Bush and that our current president is black, so suck it up and get over it. Now, isn't that interesting? And I say, in the same vein and tone, to you armchair revolutionaries, particularly my brethren, stop your bitching and your complaining and your belly aching and do something. If you're going to do something, do something. But I, for one, am sick of your little punk-like complaints. The women are strong, it's because you are not. Progress, evolution, life, the planet, we do and continue to move forward. It would be wonderful and a blessing to be able to fix and recreate many of the mistakes of the past. But we must live now to correct the mistakes that are being made right now in the present. For they seed our future. When we can police ourselves, we can police our community, then just maybe I might hear what you have to say. If I can be of any assistance to you, please do know that I am here with you and for you in any endeavor. But do you, don't do me. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Way. Do you love me? I love you.